Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Madison Bottling, United Prairie Agency of Madison, Lund Implement Company of Madison, Canby Farmers Grain, R&T Manufacturing, United Prairie Bank in Madison, D&K RV Sales of Canby, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Dawson and Madison. Our fair broadcast brought to you by Norm's Machinery Repair, Tri-County Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Tire Company, Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, NB Golf Cars, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Chad Fuller Construction, Livestock Systems, Hutt Oil Company, the Madison Liquor Store, and Black Pearl County Farm Bureau. Let's check in and see what's happening at the county fair. And here's Paul Ramo once again over at the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, broadcasting live from the Chippewa County Fair once again on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And guess where I am, folks? If you've been to the fair, you've seen the circus here, and I have Jonathan with me, part of the, I'm going to let you say the name again, so I don't butcher it, Jonathan.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jonathan. This is Los Morelitos Circus. I know it's a very hard to pronounce name. A lot of people can't say it, but we're very happy to be here, and I hope all the people that have seen us already spread the word out and tell everybody how awesome the show is and how awesome this fair has been so far. Oh, my gosh, it's great.
Yeah, you've had some good crowds each show, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We're very thankful for that, actually. A lot of people are enjoying our show. So make sure to tell your friends that haven't seen our show yet, come on down and watch me perform the Wheel of Death, the High Wire. My daughter does the contortion act. My wife does the aerial lira and a foot juggler friend.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great show. Jonathan is the guy that runs the High Wire, not walks it, runs back and forth. How did you learn how to do that? How long have you been doing this?
It's been, oh my gosh, when I started performing, I was 4 years old, and I've been performing different kinds of acts ever since, just like a tradition that we have. So let's say the wire took me about 15, 16 years to get to this point. So it's a long time to practice, hard work, yes, definitely.
Has this been in the family for a long time, Jonathan?
Absolutely. I'm fourth generation, and my daughter's a fifth generation, so it's basically as we're kids, we are born into it, and we're put in like if it was our school. So as little kids, we start our school, start practicing, getting limber, learning new acts until we finally get to perform it in front of an audience.
You said your daughter was the contortionist, and boy, that is unbelievable what she can do.
I know. My gosh, she bends like a pretzel. And that leg thing that she does, I got to say, the reaction you see in the crowd when they're like, oh my gosh, she's going to break her leg. That's what I thought the first time I saw it. I was like, what are you doing to your leg? And she was like, hey, it doesn't hurt. I was like, oh my gosh, you got to do that in the show.
Some people scream when that happens, but how old is she?
She's 7 now. Yeah, she started doing this since she was 4, and oh my gosh, she's bloomed so good, so she's doing great.
Talk about your wife's act in the show here.
All right, so my wife, her act is called the aerial lira. So basically, it's like a hoop that you get raised up in the air about 25 feet in the air. There's nothing to protect her on the bottom, and she does a lot of figures. It's more about being graceful out there.
Awesome. And your friend that does the fire spin, that was one of my favorites.
Absolutely. That's called foot juggling. So basically she lays on her back and she's got all different, objects that she does. She's got like a ball that she juggles with her feet, a cube, and this long bar with wheels on the end that she just spins around. It's incredible. And at the end, she has this long staff with fire on each end and she has to spin that without getting burnt. Yeah, it's amazing. Y'all should come down and see it.
That's right. I've seen it a number of times, and I believe, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but you got a couple more shows today, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Today is actually very special because today we have our next show starts at 6:15, but everybody should come out to the 9 o'clock show because at the 9 o'clock show, we bring out 32 colorful LED lights in the front, and we got all our other lights going on. It just looks so much more colorful. It just makes it feel like a real circus, you know. It's the experience for the family and everybody is more enjoyable. So tell your friends and family, today's our only day we'll be having the LED lights at 9 o'clock. So make sure you come on down and check us out.
All right. And I think your daughter's just walked out of the trailer here. And is this the one that is the contortionist? Hi, what's your name?
Kaylin.
Are you the contortionist?
Yes.
You are fantastic. Do you enjoy doing that?
Yes.
How did you learn to do that? Just a lot of practice?
Yes.
What's your favorite move?
Dropping over.
She basically puts her feet all the way over her head. Oh, my gosh, she's actually showing you.
Oh, she's showing me. Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, no, you do it, Paul. Paul, you're next.
Yep. Okay, I'm next.
You're next. You do it now.
The guy back at the studio wants to know if you could teach me to do that.
Okay.
I think that'd be a little hard.
I think you might stay that way.
So are these twins here, Jonathan?
Yes, yeah, they're the twins, Naya and Esther.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, are you having fun at the fair?
Yeah.
Are you having fun at the fair? All right. Great. Jonathan, thanks for taking the time and filling us in. What's going on? And glad you came to the Chippewa County Fair. A lot of people are you're getting some good crowd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's enjoying the show, which makes me feel a lot better, honestly, you know, that they appreciate the show as much as they want to appreciate it, you know, so it's good. We're getting a good vibe here. We're having a great time here at the Chippewa County Fair.
So if you had to train me, Jonathan, to do one act here, what do you think you could get me to do?
The easiest and fastest thing would be the Wheel of Death. Because, yeah, you can just...
On that big wheel, you mean?
That is right, yeah.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, you make it look so effortless, that's for sure. Thanks, Jonathan, for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. See ya.
All right. Come on down to the fair, the Los Moralitos.
Los Moralitos Circus.
There you go. All right, we'll turn it back to you at the station, Maynard.
All right, Paul, if you do any of that stuff, I want to get some video, okay? Send it over.
Okay, we will take video and send it.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yep. Paul Ramo coming to us live from the Chippewa County Fair in Montevideo, talking with Jonathan there from the Los Moralitos Circus. And again, you can see him at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then the Circus with the Light Show, 9 o'clock tonight in Montevideo.
Our broadcast from the Area County Fair is brought to you in part by Appleton Area Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, Consumer Co-op Oil Company of Clarkfield, Rebel Camper Incorporated of Clara City, Blair's Refrigeration and Heating, Ortonville and Madison, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, and Chival Mutual Insurance in Appleton. Get out and have some fun at your Area County Fairs.